But I beat the thing down, and again marking the sleeper, jocularly hinted to Queequeg that perhaps we had best sit up with the body, telling him to establish himself accordingly. He put his hand upon the sleeper's rear as though feeling if it was soft enough, and then, without more ado, quietly sat down there. "Gracious, Queequeg, don't sit there," said I.
"Oh, perry dood seat," said Queequeg. "My country way. Won't hurt him face."
"Face," said I. "Called that his face? Very benevolent countenance, then. But how hard he breathes. He's heaving himself. Get off, Queequeg. You're heavy. It's grinding the face of the poor. Get off, Queequeg. Look, he'll twitch you off soon. I wonder he don't wake." Queequeg removed himself to just beyond the head of the sleeper and lighted his tomahawk pipe. I sat at the feet. We kept the pipe passing over the sleeper and from one to the other.